So good evening, everybody. We're still on Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph and Beitza. You're welcome to open up. It'll certainly be nice to make reference to some of the Gemara and some of what Rashi has to say. I figured we would pick up after last week discussing the Rambam. We talked a little bit about the Rif last week as well and how they pass in the Sugya. As we noted last time, again, if you have last week's sheet, there is a discrepancy between the Perash HaMishnayis LaHaRambam and what the Rambam wrote in Yad, in Hilchos Yontif. Going back to, it's very interesting, there's a stira that we're going to address. We're going to address that stira in the Shoshanim LaDavid in the second source. But I wanted to talk first, before we get back to that stira, and before we get to the Rif, and, you know, which really are just going to come up as an aside, I wanted to talk about the Ran. The Ran had a diuk in the Mishnah, which you were very focused on. So I figured we could see the Ran inside, a very, very interesting Ran, which deserves a lot of discussion, and which comes up in quite a few contexts, leads us into the Meiri a little bit, and then we'll have a few points on the story at the end of the Mishnah of Abishol ben Batni. So let's begin with the Ran. Okay, so says the Ran. What does it mean, Kli ha'omed l'mida? First of all, he says, Omed hainu shelo madadu bo adayin, ela shehu omed kishayishaber zeh shemodadin bo achshav yavi zeh tachtav, aval adayin lo madadu bo. He follows the Shita of Rashi. Okay, which we said was not the Shita of Rambam, which we talked about last week, to say that what does it mean, Omed? It means it's 100% prepared, but has yet to step in. It's the prince before the king has died. Although maybe there's still some stuff that has to be done. Okay? And says the Ran. Umuchach b'gemara l'lishnakama d'l'tanakama d'kaimalan kavaseya filu kliyam yuchad l'mida klomar shekvar madad bo yimalenu. He says, and it's clear that according to the Tanakama, who we paskin like, that it's even permitted to fill up a kli hamiyuchad lemida, which that follows the opinion in the Gemara, not of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, but of Rava, in the second part of the Gemara, the second opinion that's in our Gemaras, okay? Meaning, the first, to recap, the first opinion of the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, b'kli hamiyuchad lemida is going to be Aser, and Rabbi Huda says even Kli HaOmed Lemida is Aser. And in the second view, the view of Rava, it's according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to use a Kli HaMiyuchad Lemida, but you can't be Mazkir Shem Mida. You can't mention it. And Rabbi Huda says in the Mishnah that no, Kli HaMiyuchad Lemida is Aser, Kli HaOmed is permitted. Okay, so that's what the Ran writes here. He says, again, even if you've already used it, and that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Tal Me'achas Shvisas Yantif. Utmahani al harav al fasi zal. And says the Rif, Shekasav avo kli ha'omed lemida yimalenu. But he wrote explicitly, Avo kli ha'omed lemida yimalenu, implying that a kli ha'meyuchad lemida would not allow to be filled. And we mentioned this Rif last time. And this is, and the Ran says it's bizarre, right? Because he's really sticking in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel into Rava. So he's got a bit of a problem with that. He says, Venirali, and it seems to me, Dechi sharinan hachi, when do we allow a kli ha'meyuchad lemida? Hani mili kishehalokeach notel mida shel mocher, Umolicha leveso. That's when the buyer takes the measuring tool or the measuring cup of the seller and he brings it to his house. V'hainu lishna de omer adam lachavero maleli klize. That's what it means when the person says to his friend, "Fill me up this kli." Meaning he's being medayik in some way from the words maleli klize, that is referring to the person who's coming to buy something, taking home the kalim of the seller. Okay, that's the diuk. We'll get more into this diuk, and the Meiri really sort of fleshes this out a little bit better. But that's what he's trying to say from here. V'hainu nami de amrinan begemara, de avdi inchi de mikarvi chamra, biyamni de chaylu v'shasu. Okay, if you look down in the Gemara, if you look, it's the first wide line of the Gemara. Okay? The point being to say, if you look in the Gemara, there are people who would take measuring cups and they would drink out of them. Okay? And therefore, it's not significant if you're using a Kli HaMiyuchad Lemida, because there is all the time that people use Kli HaMiyuchad Lemida, even for drinking out of. Okay? So that's Again, that's what would happen over there. Okay, so that's what he's trying to say. Klomar, what does this mean? Shemishtamshin b'mida atzmo. They would use the actual kli hamiyuchad l'mida. Avalimdod b'kli hamiyuchad l'mida. V'lishpoch l'soch kelav shelokeach aser. Meaning, he says, from the fact that we see people drinking out of measuring cups, that proves that the buyer is allowed to take the seller's cup back with him to use. That proves that that was something that was normal, he says.
Why is the buyer taking the seller's cup home with him?
Because that's the way you're supposed to be selling it on Yontif, so says the Ran. Says the Ran, but what's going to be us? Or let's just read the next line. He gets, says, but to actually measure out with the buyer's cup, with the seller's cup, and to dump it into the buyer's stuff, that would be us, sir. And that's the purpose of the story of Avashal ben Badnes, because he would fill up his measurements from Erev Yom Tov, meaning, because he realized, says the Ran, that there was no way to do this properly on Erev Yom Tov, to fill up his own cups and to dump it in to the people who are coming to buy from him. So therefore, he had to basically fill them up in advance.
Doesn't that defy logic? In a sense that the only reason you're using the seller's kalim is basically because he has kalim that he knows what the measured amount are. So that's why he's taking the kalim, you know, because he knows exactly what he's buying.
That's correct.
The seller knows exactly what he's
selling. Yes. So why does that defy logic?
Well, because if we're saying that that's okay.
Well, we're saying for him to take it home is okay, but not for the seller to take those kalim which he knows the measurement of and dump it into the buyer's knapsack or dump it into the buyer's jug.
But that is not the same thing now?
No, it's not, because there's a change in what we're doing. The emphasis is to say, this is different than what most people do most of the time. That's weird.
So we're trying to get away from this looking like...
Right, well, what I'm trying to say, basically, is this is the Ran's diuk from the Mishnah. First and foremost, the diuk from the Mishnah. The reason as to why that's the case is because it's less uvdin d'chol, in terms of svar, and that's what I was going to go for on the second side of the sheet. But we can skip to there now. If you want, just turn over your sheet. And I, for some reason, forgot to number it again. Yes.
So essentially, you're saying that it's not like uvdin d'chol if I use the measuring cup of the seller, but then I take it home with me and use it as a drinking cup.
Yes.
So it's just trying to say it's different than, we're making it different for Yontif. So it doesn't look like chol.
Right. And that's the way Shulchan Aruch paskins. He paskins based off this Ran. We saw it last time in the Beis Yosef. And again, I forgot to number them for some reason. My apologies. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, okay, and this is Shin Chaf Gimel. Motr Lomer L'Chavero, on the top of the second side. Malei L'Klizeh, you're right there. Afilu Hu Miyuchad L'Mida, you're allowed to say it even if it's Miyuchad L'Mida. V'hani Mili Kishin Notel HaLokeach Mida Shel Mochem L'Licha L'Veso. That's when you're taking the measurement of the mocher and bringing it to the lokeach's house. The insurach lomar imevi halokeach mitoch beisov omer li malek lizeh. And certainly that's going to be the case if the guy brings his own, right? Meaning if the lokeach brings their own, certainly that's going to be okay. Why? Avalim deruch liam yuchad lamida v'lishpoch l'toch kelav shel lokeach aser. But to do with the kliam yuchad lamida and to pour it into the kelav of the lokeach, that would be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? She'ein zeh derech mekach u'memkar. That's not the way you do business. You don't give away your measuring cups for people to take home. V'gam lo mechziku uvdin dechol she'af hamashke es chavero b'derech matana derechu gamkin lefam lahashkos v'kliam yuchad. Okay? And he says, that's not the way you do things, therefore. It's not mekach u'memkar, it's not uvdin dechol. That's the purpose of what we're getting at. Meaning, the Ran is midayik this from the language of the Mishnah, and then we get to the Sfarah. Yes?
So in terms of modern stuff, if I have a liter of milk, I go to a place, because it was poured before Yom Tov, right, you're allowed to take it, right?
Yes.
But if...
We're gonna get to the discussion of poured before Yom Tov. One might have thought no, meaning if... It's pretty clear that if you poured it before Yom Tov, it's okay, yes.
But Shulchan Aruch says it's okay, but if I take my liter, cup, and take it over to the vendor, and he pours into it.
Yes.
As long as I use that and don't then put that subsequently into another measuring cup, then it's okay, it's permitted.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, well, we'll see more of this in the Meiri. I'm going to wait for more of the questions until we get to the Meiri, who really... Yeah. Fleshes out this point, both in Sfara and in the Diuk as well. But that's, anyways, the Shita of the Ran. Okay? Now, The question is like this. No, I'll wait for this question for the Shoshana Ledavid. Anybody has ever heard of the Shoshana Ledavid before?
No.
No, anybody heard of...
I heard of Shoshana, I heard of David.
Very good. Has anybody ever heard of the Chaste David before?
Yeah.
Chaste David? What's that? Yeah. You've heard of it, so...
Trying to think of who it is. It's a Chassidish guy, right?
Nope.
Is that a Chassidish guy?
Nope.
Somebody.
Anybody who may have anybody who comes to Mincha Marav on a regular basis will have heard of him back when we were in Letter Tuf of the Shem HaGedolim when we talked about the Tosefta. Okay, the Tosefta's the most famous commentary, one of the most famous commentaries on the Tosefta, and one of the older commentaries on the Tosefta was a parish called Chaste David from Rabbi David Pardo. Anyways, he also has.
Yeah, we like David Pardo and all this stuff.
Right, so David Pardo is an interesting guy.
Sephardi,
Italian, actually.
Yeah.
So I don't could be Sephardi also. He was the mechutin of the Chida.
And he wrote a pirush on, not the mechutin on the Sifri.
Could be. He was very into that type of stuff. He has a pirush on Tosefta that's very very thorough, and he also has a pirush on Mishnah.
Also on Rashi, no.
I think so as well. Yeah. I'm not sure if it was the same one. I think so, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, so he has, this is his parish on Mishnah called Shoshanam L'David. And he goes into basically the questions that we went into last week, bringing in the Ran, to get the Ran involved in this. So he quotes the Rav, right? He's a parish on Mishnah, so he's going to quote the Rav, which is the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura follows the Rambam. So it's a Rav Aval of Kli HaMiyuchad, etc. Kain Pirish HaRambam, Mehin and Divar Yehuda Amar Shmuel B'Shas. As we said, the Rambam Pirish Mishnayas Paskin like Yehuda Amar Shmuel that B'Kli HaMiyuchad L'Mida is Aser. Okay? Aval Rava Pirish, my Avalo B'Mida. What does the Mishnah mean? Shelo Yazkir Lo Shim Mida Ava Kli HaMiyuchad L'Mida Yimalenu V'Aser B'Yehuda L'Mimar Afilo Miyuchad L'Mida Yilo Yimalenu V'Chein Pasek HaRambam V'Chibur Pele Perek Dalad V'Chein Iker D'Rava Basrahu. So he just recapped all of last week for us. Vikasha, amai biperusho perish Gishmuel. He asked the question that we just left off as. He changed his mind. Meaning, originally he paskin like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, then he changed his mind, he paskin like Rava. Asked the Shoshana Ledavid, no, why did he do that? Ra'isi Lamaran, he says, I saw in the Beis Yosef, Shikasa V'Shem Haran, Dehadishari afilu b'myuchad l'mida, haynu dafka k'shinota l'alokeach mida shamolcham relich l'aveso, avalim deruklei amyuchad l'mida v'lishmach shalokeach aser. He summarizes what we just saw in the Ran, which is to say, that even with the Kli HaMiyuchad L'Mida, it's only permitted when you're specifically, again, taking the Mida of the Mocher back to your house with you, and that's when it's going to be Mutter. But if you were actually going to measure out, as a Mocher, you were going to measure out something and pour it into the Kelim of the Lokech from your measure, that would be Aser. V'al pizden nira desfir leila harambam, dirava lo paligim Shmuel. There we go, we got to what you said last week. Okay, Baruch Shakivanta. He says, the Rambam holds that Rav is not arguing with Shmuel. El amara marchado mara machado velo pligi. He says, they're not arguing. El de Shmuel, and he's a beautiful understanding here. El de Shmuel mashmalei lukmias nizim kishemodid bo vishofech lesoch kli shelokech. A very lumdish answer. He says like this. Shmuel understood the Mishnah as referring to when the person was actually measuring out, when the mocher was measuring out and pouring it into the lokeach's kelim, which according to the Ran would be Aser. So therefore, Umishum Hachi Pirish Dachi Karamarva Lo Bechli HaMiyuchad L'Mida. He says, and that's why he says you're not allowed to use a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Mida, because in that case it would be Aser. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel explains the Mishnah. Why? Because he views the Mishnah as relating to the case where what the Ran says would be Aser is happening, meaning the Mocher is taking his own Kalim and pouring into the Kalim of the Lokeach. V'rava Mokim Mas Nisin, with the Diuk of the Ran, Kishamida Hishel Lokeach. Uvamo Lechayayin Levesa. However, Rava's understanding the Mishnah as it referring to the Lokeach coming in with his own Kalim and him bringing forward the Kli and saying, Maleli Kli Zeh, this one. Not choosing a Kli of the Mochers, but Maleli Kli Zeh of my own Kalim. Okay? And therefore, uvam molich hayayin levei, so that's what he's using. Umishum hachi mifarish tachi kamar shalol yazgir avam al yuchad lamida yimalenu. Because for his type of kli, he's allowed to fill that up, according to the Ran.
So aren't we going like what Howard often says to the issue of whether it's the seller or who has different isurim in terms of Shabbos and Yontif versus the customer? Right? I mean, that's what really, in a sense, we're saying.
right?
But the run didn't say that. In other words, he's saying it here.
Right.
But the run actually said that it was the Molcher's Kli that the Lokeh was paying him back, which is slightly different than what's coming here, what's being said here.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. But it's the same idea.
But you're misquoting
He's differentiating. Well, he did quote the run as correct, but he's saying the run inspired this answer, basically, is what he's trying to say. V'nafgaleha.
Terer was saying, the difference would be, in the case that the run is saying, it might be usur, just because...
I think you would agree, Misfara. I don't think he would say it's usur. I see why you would say that, and again, based on his pure chilek, you're absolutely right, but I think he agrees with the run, and he's simply saying, like we saw in Shulchan Aruch just a minute ago, that it's a kal v'chomer if the lokeh is bringing his own kli. Okay, that's
the
fair.
The buyer's kli would be a kli miyuchat?
You could have a kli miyuchad. You could have.
Yeah.
Why not? So, I mean, you'd have certainly many less of them, but yeah. But let's see how he continues. It's a beautiful shiva altogether, really. I'm going to read this fast quickly, and then I'm going to go back and explain it. So he says to look at the answers of the Gemara. The Gemara asked a question according to each of the Manda Amars, according to Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, and according to Rava, that there's a stira between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim and the Chachamim in terms of their stringencies regarding Yontif. On the one hand, in this Mishnah, Rabbi Huda is more stringent. On the other hand, in the Mishnah at the beginning of Dav Chav Ches, Rabbi Huda is more lenient. He allows you to weigh stuff. So the Gemara asks, which one is it? So the Gemara answers the stira against the Rabbanan in two cases. So first go to the first time they answer. Derabanan ad Derabanan nami lokasha, just under the airplane of the Hagos Habach. That's what they call the airplane, meaning if you saw an airplane flying right at you, you see the three little dots, the little illustration that's on top of the Bach. You guys have it? Right? So that's why they call it the airplane. So just across from there. Okay? So it says, if we go across from there, so... Kasha derihuda derihuda kasha derabanan derabanan derihuda derihuda lokasha b'she'eno amin lamida hachad ba'amin lamida. Now, derabanan ad derabanan ami lokasha. Why isn't it a stira between the two shitas of the Rabbanan? Hasam ka'avid kida'avdin b'chol. Because there, by the case of weighing, you're doing it kida'avdin b'chol. Hachalo ka'avid kida'avdin b'chol. Here, you're not doing what they do b'chol. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Hacha lo ka'avid k'avdin b'chol. She derech lekuchos lomar ten li log ve'ein darkon lomar kli zem maleli b'derech mekach. He says people don't normally buy that. Don't normally say that when they're buying. Ve'af agav de miyuchad lamida. I'm reading the second one. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one here. What does it mean? Lo ka'avdin, jump up by two Rashis. De adayin lo yatsa tivo shol kli zem lamida. No one does that. Why? Because this hasn't been used as a kli shel mida yet. That's why it's not like uvdin dechol, because nobody uses the kli ha'omed lemida when you're waiting for a kli ha'miyuchad lemida. Okay, again, meaning, according to the first opinion, the Rabbanan permitted you a kli ha'omed lemida, and Rabbi Huda asserted even a kli ha'omed lemida. Again, one which is not there yet. So say the Rabbanan, why are we more lenient here? Because in that case of weighing, that's what people do on weekdays. They'll take some sort of something and they'll use it to weigh, and it will be usher because it's uvdin dechol. But here in our case, adayin lo yatsa tevo shel kli zeh lemida. No one uses their kli ha'omed lemida to measure things when you have a kli ha'miyuchad lemida. That's the answer given in the first case. However, he says, jump down to the two Rashis later. What does the Gemara say? And this is back on the last small line on the Yamud. Dirabanan adirabanan lo kakasha, just jumping onto the first wide line now. Hasam ka'avid kid'ovdin b'chol. Again, there, by the case of weighing, people do it like they do it b'chol. Hacha lo ka'avid kid'ovdin b'chol. He says, here you're not doing it like they do it b'chol. Why? De'avdi inchi de'mekar v'chamra b'mana de'chila v'shasu. Right? says because people only give it over to their friends doing this, meaning shederach lekuchos lomar tenli log vein darkan lomar kli zem aleli biderach mekach ela biderach halva matana vafagadim yuchad lemina. He says people will sometimes give over something, even and have they'll give over something to their friends and let their friends drink their beer in their measuring cup, but that's not what you would do biderach lekuchos. That's not what you would do as a purchase. So he suggests, what's the difference between them? How come it doesn't say this language of the avdi inchi bekarvi chamer b'mana dechila v'shasu? Why doesn't it say that in the first answer? So he basically uses this to say, he says, lo shayach machlokes b'metzias. So there were about five lines up, it's a few words before the end of the line, elavarei d'shmuel, back in the Shoshanim l'David. Says, why is it that, again, in one answer it tells you what people do, that they're happy to drink out of a measuring cup, and in the other one it tells you, lo yatza tivo shel kli zeh lemida, because it's not being used yet. Elavadai dishmuel ayri davka kesheshofech min hamida lekli. Dehalo avdi inchi eladavka lokeachu da'avid hachi. Says Shmuel, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel must be talking about where you're pouring it out. So is it shayach to say that you're going to be taking the kli home and drinking from it? No, the Gemara doesn't have to explain that this is when you're purchasing and this is when you're just giving it over, because according to Shmuel, this whole language of the avdi inchi the mekarvi chamra b'mana dechila v'shasu is only relevant when they are taking the measuring cup home. But if they're not taking the measuring cup home, he says, there's no reason for the Gemara to have that line. That's why in the case of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that line is not mentioned. It's only about whether it's miyuchad lamida or it's not miyuchad lamida. That's what the Rabbanan are answering. Basically, his point is to say, in summary outside, because I know it's very hard to follow, I get it. It took me a while. I had to even go over this. You can see I marked it up on my second time through after I brought it down the first time. I said, hey, I got to go over this again. The point is to say, he is understanding that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is talking about this case where the mocher is taking his own kli and pouring it into the lokeach's kli. That is something that we would assume is aser. Therefore, that's why the Gemara says kli hamiyuchad lamida would be aser there, because it is. Therefore, the only difference is kli hamiyuchad lamida versus kli haomed lamida. That's why in the Gemara, it simply gives the reason of, it's weird for people to use a kli haomed lamida when there's a kli hamiyuchad lamida available. However, in the second case, where we're talking about, as the Shoshanim L'David explains, the moche, the lokeach, coming in with their own kli and taking it home, for that reason, it's then relevant to say whether or not people will routinely drink out of a kli hamiyuchad lamida. Because when this guy's coming in with his kli hamiyuchad lamida and taking it home, that's something that's relevant to mention in terms of avdin d'chol. And therefore, the difference must be, do people buy it this way, or do they just do this bederech halva, or bederech whatever it is else. And that's why this extra line of the avdi inchi d'mekarvi chamra b'mana d'chila v'shasu is added to the Gemara according to Rava, because according to Rava, it's talking about staying in the same kli, measuring kli, the entire way, bringing it all the way back home, because that's how it was brought. That's the best I can do for this. Okay. Point is to say, and therefore he says, v'hashta v'perush ha-mishna piresh, k'divrei Shmuel d'daika mas nisin. He says, and therefore, in the Rambam's perush ha-mishnayis, if you were to simply explain the Mishnah, which one would you say? He would say, piresh k'divrei Shmuel. He would explain it like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. D'daika mas nisin tvei miditnan maleili kli zeh avalo b'mida. Mashma sherotza lomar shelo yimalei hakli b'mida. He says, if you're reading the Mishnah clearly and simply, you would think, what does it mean avalo b'mida? You would think like Shmuel, to say you can't use a kli hamiyuchad l'mida. Dim lokin havalei l'meimar avalo shel mida. You shouldn't use language of mida. Uvechiburo kasav adin b'mushlam. Says, however, in Perish HaMishnah, his job is to write the Perish of the Mishnah. And in Yad HaChazaka, his job is to write down the halacha. Dekasav omer lechen v'neim alei likli zev, afilo haye kli miyuchad lamida yimalenu. Umilashon zeh muchach v'ed lo hitir ela davka k'rimodid be'oso kli shelo keach atzman. He basically says, this is clear from the Rambam. You don't need to read that last line. Again, about the Rav and the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif is a very bizarre statement, which I saw some people addressing last week. The point is to say, he says, basically, that's the reason why the Rambam writes in Perish HaMishnah, because he's simply explaining the Mishnah. The way that he's explaining it there is talking about, again, the way that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel understood the Mishnah, meaning that the lokeach is coming and filling up the kli of the mocher, who is then dumping it into the lokeach stuff. However, when he's writing out the ruling as it is, he writes it out from the perspective of Rava. Now, is this simple pshat? It's not simple pshat. It's a very creative way of resolving it, and it's a very creative way to read the machlokes in the Gemara. But lemaisa, I mean, we saw all of the mainstream Rishonim and Achronim understand this as a regular machlokes, and it's a very, very nice idea, but tough to read in. Okay, let's flesh it out in the Meiri. The Meiri really pushes this point of the Ran in terms of what's going on. He addresses your point that you raised before. He addresses another question that you were going to ask, which we said to wait. So let's see the Meiri briefly. Amar Meiri. HaMishnah HaChiyis V'akavana L'var B'mashekivin L'var B'shelafaneha. He says this Mishnah is explaining. V'amar Alzeh. Omer Adam L'chavero. So here's where we can really start, okay? Towards the end of the first line. A person said to his friend, Malele Klizeh, fill this up. Avalo B'midav N'abimidah. Uperush hadavar. He says, let's explain this. Kigon shech avero mocher yayin. Okay, we've got two friends, one sells wine. Uvalo chavero likach mianu yayin letzorach yantif. And a guy wants to make kiddush, so he comes to buy some wine. Vihare ein hamocher baki bekelav shelokeach leida kama humachzik. This is the point you made before. The mocher has no clue how much the jug of wine that his neighbor is going to bring in, meaning an empty jug, actually contains. So how's he going to know what to charge him? Okay? Kedei sheim alei bo kelav. V'hu tzarech limsar lo es yeno b'kli shelo. So therefore, says the Meiri, the mocher needs to use his own kli to give to the lokeach. Shehu yodea bo kama hu machzik. Because that way he'll know how much to charge him. Did I give you 250 milliliters or did I give you 300? V'amar al zeh, and it says on this, sherashay halokeach leharos lemocher eze kli mikelem shelohem yuchadim lo lemida. And he says, what's the language of the Mishnah? He really, again, takes us through the Ran. You see already how he's really laid out the whole situation in front of us. And he says, therefore, this is the situation that we're dealing with. It's not a reality for the lokeach to bring his own kli, because the mocher doesn't know what they contain. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us, says the Meiri, that the lokeach can choose from the mocher's kelim which one does he want to fill up. Meaning, the mocher in his shop has a 50 mil, a 100 mil, a 200 mil, a 700 mil, and now the lokeach comes in and says, Maleli kli zeh, I want that one, I want the 700. Now, he's not allowed to say, as we're going to mention, that one, and therefore, ve'omer lo maleli kli zeh, ushfoch litoch kli sheli. And he's allowed to tell him, you can do this. Umashe amar avalo b'mida, and this that he said, avalo b'mida, lefi mashe perusho b'gemar, belashon achron, ha'amor sham perusho shelo yizkar lo shem mida. He shouldn't mention it, klomar, meaning what shouldn't he do? Maleli klizeh hamachzik revia ochati revia. Don't say, I want you to fill this 250 milliliter bottle. O kach vekach, elashim hayarote b'minas kach, ochez biyado. He says, if he wanted, he would just hold in his hand, es shemachzik b'mina hatzrichalo. He would pick up that kli and say, v'omer lo maleli klizeh. That's the opinion of the Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda cholek, lomar, shim oso kli miyuchad labida, lo yimalenu af b'derech zeh. Okay, that's what's going on here. Now, the Ran is midayek that is what's usser. Okay, the Ran now goes into this diuk of saying the fact that he has to be taking it home and he can't be simply doing it. But he's just explaining what the regular case would be. That's why the Meiri is very, very useful here to explain this. Okay, and that's basically sort of the, a couple, there are a few other points
so
in this Meiri here.
So it's on the or on the Meicher, this issue?
What do you mean, Isser? They're both Asser to do this. The Lokeach is not allowed to say.
You, I can't, the Lokeach can't say?
The Lokeach can't say Shem Mida.
Both Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and both Rabba hold that you can't use Shem
no,
Mida.
No, it's just Rabba's Shita.
He's saying it's just Rabba's Shita, but in the previous case we said they agreed. Meaning in this, the Shoshanim Ladavid, that was his Chiddush. But again, reading the simple Meiri says we paskin like Rava, Belashon Acharon, right? And therefore, lo yazgir lo shem mida, but you're allowed to use the miyuchad lemida.
But the Meiri implies that, as I think we learned before, basically, if he takes the keli of the mocher and takes it home with him, there's no problem with that whatsoever. He just picks out the size he wants.
Well, he doesn't mention that. He says he picks out the size he wants, and it sounds like he's even going to pour it in. Right?
I didn't read that.
Right? Ushfoch letoch kli sheli, says it explicitly. Right? Now, the Ran is midayik, something else, but I'm just saying this really gives you a picture of what's going on in which the Ran is saying Maleli Klizeh with the assumption that he's going to be taking it home and all of his diukim.
So that's what the Ran says is usher.
Correct. What the Ran says is usher, the Meiri says is what's happening.
Yeah.
But the Meiri just simply explains the language of Maleli Klizeh. This is why, again, it's a tough diuk of the Ran. Mm-hmm. Right? Again, if you look at the Ran's diuk, right? It's, you know, he says here, right, explicitly, he tries to bring Raif in the Gemara, he says, Omer Adam al-Chaver al-Maleli Klizeh means only when the Lokeach is actually taking it and bringing it home. Right? Again, that's a bit of a tough deal, okay? And that's what I told you last week. I said it's very hard to read it from the Mishnah, but I just thought the Meiri really explained the circumstances surrounding what the Ran is saying. The Ran then says that what the Meiri says is mutter, is aser.
Okay, based on this explanation...
Mm-hmm.
How does Rabbi Yehuda work? It's not kasha Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, you're pointing to a kli that's actually a kli.
Correct.
And it's permissible. The omid where does the omid lamida come into this?
Meaning, why would Rabbi Yehuda aser even an omid lamida according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel?
Well, according to this explanation of what the case is.
Well, according to this explanation, well, again, he's not dealing with Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel.
Right.
Are you asking within Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel or within Rava? sorry for the confusion. I just need to know what the question is. Are you saying he shouldn't be able to use any sort of measuring vessel? Or he shouldn't be able to use Miyuchad Lamida but can use Omid Lamida?
Well, Rabbi Yehuda is probably not saying yes to any of these. Okay. I'm just... Leave it for now. Let me just think this out.
Okay.
Well, it's got to be Miyuchad Lamida, okay? I mean,
within Rava, yes, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use a Miyuchad Lamida, you can only use an Omid Lamida. According to him, using a Miyuchad Lamida is just too much Mekach u'Memkar, because, again, there's no way that you can do anything else. You have to use the Kalim of the Mocher, so he knows what's going to be put into them and he knows how much to charge him tomorrow.
So it is a Kalim Miyuchad Lamida.
Or an Omid Lamida. That may be Rabbi Yehuda's way of saying change things up. Right?
Well.
That would be why Rabbi Yehuda argues, and that's what he says explicitly. Rabbi Yehuda cholek lomar shem also kli miyuchad lemida loyim alenu af biderech zeh. Right, he's explicit. Okay. And again, if it was omid lemida, even Rabbi Yehuda would allow according to Rava. Okay, and he explains what omid lemida is. He paskins like Rashi against the Rambam, which we saw last week, which we saw above. Okay. Anyways, he says lemaisa the halacha like chamim. He does note one thing. If you look about five lines up from the bottom, umikol makom. It's the sixth word on the line. The line begins l'shloach yayin. You see umikol makom?
Yeah.
So here's an interesting one. Umikol makom. Im ein sham mida, al yachzar achar mida. It says, but if he doesn't have one there, don't go around searching for one. Okay? Shenira kemechav ein limdod. Ela yamale lo kli hanim salo vima didehu limachar. And this is important. He says, what should you do? You should just take a kli and say, I'm going to give you this pitcher. It's pitcher number 7. Do I know how much it holds? I don't know how much it holds. But you know what? Let him, the next day, go. Now that he's drank the wine, he'll give him back the pitcher. And the guy will fill up the pitcher and say, okay, it has 737 milliliters. You owe me $52.87. Okay? That's what he's going to do. V'chein amru b'talmud amarav, and that's why he brings the Yerushalmi. And again, now, look at this. Umikol makom. Okay? Yesh omrim. There are those who say shekol shehal lokeach omer lamocher maleli klizeh shelcha aser. He says there are those who say anytime the lokeach says to the mocher, fill up this kli for me, it's going to be aser. Ela mishnah
zu. Aser on both of them.
Aser on both of them. It's always aser on both of them whenever they're doing this. Okay. Ela mishnah zu.
Who's kli?
With the mocher's kli. Kli shelcha. Meaning, he says there is an opinion which we don't have explicitly, saying any time you say Maleli Kli Shalcha, it's Aser. However, he says, Ela Mishnah Zu Perusha Shalokeach Omer Maleli Kli Zeh Sheli Umoter. And he says this opinion is of the belief that Mishnah is only talking about when you're filling up the Kalim of the Lokeach, like we saw in the simplistic version that you guys were referring to in the Shoshanim LeDavid. That is a question of whether it's the Mocher's Kli or the Lokeach's Kli, and not the detail of the Ran. Not whether or not it's going to be taken home or not. Anyways, he brings the Shita. He says, again, Umutar Afilu Yedem Midaso, Afilu Hayam Yuchal Midaso, etc. And then he says, there is a Minag in Narbona, That they would take it, and basically to say that it's not going to be exact. This will have relevance to Ramah next week if we go into the halacha, or in 2 weeks. But again, the main point is to say that we really get an idea of what's happening in the Mishnah according to the Meiri. The Meiri has two shitas, his own shita, which is to say that it's completely mutter, not like the Ran, or another shita which he quotes, which is like a super version of the Ran, is really what we saw in the Shoshanim LeDavid, on a very simplistic level, to say it depends whose kli it is. If it's the kli of the mocher, it's always aser. If it's the kli of the lokeach, it's always mutter. That's the point. But basically now, I hope this doesn't confuse you more, but rather gives you a clearer picture of what's actually happening in the Mishnah, and why the Mishnah uses the language of maleli kli zeh. Okay, as opposed to the Ran Tzedek, which again I said is kind of hard to understand. It was hard to understand last week, still hard to understand this week. The question now is, did you want to ask a question still?
Nope.
Okay. The question is like this. Going back to the Ran, does everybody see the end of the second line, the last word there, Utmahani al Harav al Fasizal, which we read, was his kasha on the Rif. As if you'll remember last week, the Rif messed up and wrote both shitas combined into one. Right? And therefore, says the Ran, Utmahani al Harav al Fasizal, Shekasav al Kliya Omeid Lamida Yimalenu. And then he says, his chidash of nirali dechisharin an hachi, when the lokeach is no talmidah shel mocher, blah, 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 blah. The question is that a response? Is that an answer to his question on the Rif? Or is that something that stands on its own? What would you say? I'll let you read it again on your own so you can sort of get in your zone.
What are we reading? I'm sorry.
The second line of the Ran in the first source. Utmahani.
What did the Riff say exactly?
Again, the Riff had if you have last week's source sheet, and somebody had it here, I can pass you the actual language or we can read it out again. But he didn't really quote Rava, but he did, but... Right.
I have it.
No, that was the... Alright, so if you see over here, last week it was in the Beis Yosef down here. Okay, here's what the Riff said. Okay. Amar Rava, Shelo Yizkor Lo Shem Mida Avakli HaOmed Lamida Yimalenu. Again, Rava says you can't mention the name of Mida, but you can fill up a Kli HaOmed Lamida.
He doesn't say Miyuchat, though.
He doesn't say Miyuchat, correct. That was the only difference.
That was the Gemara says.
Correct.
That's the problem.
Correct. Right, he put Rabbi Huda Svara, again, into Rava. So there would be two ways of reading this. On the one hand, we could say the Ran's question on the Rif is being answered by his Chiddush. Meaning, he had a question on the Rif, how could the Rif say, Avokli ha'omed lemida yimalenu? He says, because the Rif knows that it's not always true that a Kli ha'miyuchad lemida is permitted. Meaning, had the Rif simply said, Avokli ha'miyuchad lemida yimalenu, like the Gemara, we would have thought that it's always mutter, even when the store owner is taking his own kli, a measured kli, and dumping it into the lokeach. Therefore, says the Rif, no, it's aser to do it b'kli ha-miyuchad, and it's mutter to do it only b'kli ha-omed lemida. And that's a blanket heter. Masha inkin by kli ha-miyuchad lemida.
He has to take it home.
Correct. That may have been what the Ran was saying here. And the truth, if you look at the flow of the Ran, he asks Akash and he says, V'nira li, t'chi sharinan, is like this. Right? So it could very well be that that's what the Ran was intending to do. However, you look in the Beis Yosef, Umashikasav, the last source on the page, Umashikasav Aran, V'nira li, t'chi sharinan, hachi. And what the Ran wrote, it seems to me that when do we permit this? Hani milik shalkech no talmida shal mocher, mashmali. He says, it seems to me, dimil sabean peinaf shahi. He says, to me, it sounds like it's just two separate things. Number one, Rif, I don't know what you're saying. Number two, I have my chiddush here. Okay, that's the way the Beis Yosef reads it. There's a whole long discussion which goes back to the Mari Abuab from last week and to how you understand the language of the Rambam. I'm just noting that you can read the Rif in two ways, and based on that, you may need to read the Rambam line at the end differently. On the one hand, he seems to have the same Rambam in Shvisas Yantif, right? Because he quotes it first, that the Rambam actually writes it not like the Rif. And then he says, and the Rambam seems like he holds like this as well. That would be for a longer development. If any of you want to talk to me about what the differences would be, depending on how you learn the Rambam, I will confuse you more there. But right now, I'm just saying there's two ways you could read this run. One is like the Beis Yosef. One is to say that that's pshat in the Rif. The reason why the Rif didn't write that a kli hamiyuchad lamida is mutter is because sometimes it's aser when you're taking the mocher's kli and pouring it into the kelim of the lokeach. Period. We saw the Shulchan Aruch. We saw the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the run. The Mishnah Berurah explains why the Sfara is there. Rabbi Eliashiv simply notes, and we're getting pretty close to the end here, so I'm going to speed it up a little bit. Rabbi Eliashiv simply notes, by the way, in the case of Avashol ben Butnis, you would be allowed to pour into the kelim of the lokeach. Why? Because you filled them up on Erev Yontif. He says, what's the purpose of the case of Avashol ben Butnis? And it really ties in something he says later on. Is it's a continuation of the Mishnah. This was someone's from last week, if you want to... Okay, anyways. If you look, Avashol ben Butnis, look at, you know what, let's look at the last source on the sheet. We'll do it like this. Ma'aseh be'Avashol ben Butnis. Lichora ein zeh hemshech le'mishnah. He says, how did we read it when we learned it in the Gemara? We said it's two different parts of the Mishnah. One part of the Mishnah was the halacha at the beginning and the machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. And then we had a story about Avashol ben Butnis on a similar idea. He says, Elakamar d'Avashol haya machmir al atzmo. So what it seems is, we're talking about what a big machmir Avashol was. And in fact, the Gemara talks more about that. Amnam ye'uyan b'me'iri, which is the source above this, which I have the thing there, but again, we're trying to get through this quickly. He says, this is all the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Imhaya kli shel mida lo yimalenu, meaning, you're not allowed to fill up, again, whether it's only a kli hamiyuchad lemida, whether it's kli ha'omid lemida, whatever you're going to explain. And masev avashol b'shman is shayim emale midos of erev yantif. Because he couldn't find a way to fill it up on Yontif. Why? Because Rehuda says, because I'm right. Because you're not allowed to fill it up on Yontif, so therefore Avashol ben Butnis had to fill it up on Erev Yontif.
But that's not the case. In other words, when you look at that he's Machmir, and I'm agreeing with that, It then continues and says, it sounds like he's giving the actual Kalim to the people. So we're going back to what we said beforehand, that we're dealing with what the run was talking about, and maybe the basis of the run.
So if you're going with the run, you're absolutely correct.
Okay.
If you're not going with the run, you're saying there's no difference between this one, that one, the next one, and the fourth one. Rabbi Yehuda just says, especially, by the way, according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who says you're not even allowed to use a kli ha'omid lamida. This is a real back and forth in the Mishnah. Imagine, let's go for a minute within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda.
But yours, okay. When we look at the, okay. Yeah. When we look at the Reisha of the Mishnah, We're talking about a Kli being filled.
Correct.
Okay.
And is that permitted or not?
Depends.
Okay, and what does it depend on in the Mishnah? Just simple read of the Mishnah. Chachamim say in a certain case it's mutter.
Right.
And Rabbi Yehuda says in that case it's usser.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's...
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if you were Rabbi Yehuda and you wanted to bring a raya, what would you say? How would you prove that you can't fill it? You would say, and look, I have a story of Avashol ben Butnis, who was a good Yarei Shamayim, who wouldn't even fill his kelim on Yontif. He'd have to fill them on Erev Yontif. Why? Because he couldn't fill them on Yontif, like me. Again, however it is that you're discussing the case.
Okay. The case with him...
Could it be a third opinion? Sort of?
It could be, but it doesn't seem to be. It seems to be a third opinion in as much as we say he's being Machmir. In as much as we say he's being Machmir.
The idea of bringing a story... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's not him. It's in the Gemara where he talks about it. Okay.
Right.
Okay, when you... depends how you read the Mishnah. When it says Malay Kli Zeh, whose Kli is it?
My Sin Baba Shalom.
So I'm saying, forgetting about the run, just reading the simple Mishnah Gemara, fine. Let's say the Kli of the Mocher. Let's say it's the Kli of the Mocher. Okay, let's say we're talking about the Kli of the Mocher.
Right, okay. Aval lo b'mita. Okay, but he can't do it using a proper measuring cup.
Okay.
So where the story now comes in of Abba Shaul is, in order to get around that he's not allowed to use a measuring cup, he does it before Yontif, and then he uses that and actually gives those to the people who are coming in to buy.
But what does it mean, gives those? Does that mean gives those to send them home, or it means gives them, meaning he can pour out of those cups on Yontif?
Okay, I read it as he gives the actual cups filled to the people.
So then it would be going with the run.
But I'm saying that's the simple pshat. I'm not trying to use the run. I'm saying that's the simple pshat of the Mishnah. I mean, how would you read it?
Correct. Well, the simple pshat of the Mishnah is not to differentiate between them. The simple pshat of the Mishnah is it doesn't matter whose kli it is. If you're reading the Mishnah, and again, you're telling me the simple pshat is that it's one person's kli over another person's kli, I will retort the same way I retorted last week and this week, which is Meheicha Teisi.
Okay, I'm reading it. When I'm doing it now, simple pshat, I'm doing it as it's all the Mocher's kli. I'm trying to do it not the way I was thinking of it.
Right, so let's do it as the Mocher's kli.
I'm trying to do it all as a Mocher's kli.
And let's assume that there's no difference between a Mocher and a Lekech's kli.
Well, the run says that, but...
Right? That's what I'm trying to say. The simple pshat of the Mishnah is there's no difference.
In the pshat, there is a difference in the sense that the case of Abba Shaul, who's Mahmir...
That's just a story. It happens to be that he's giving that particular kli over there.
The great Rabbi Hood, you can't. Let me just read a pshat. You can't go to the guy and get anything from him, right?
It's a funny mission.
It is a funny mission.
But anyway, Mayav.
What's the master about? Really?
Please show me the loyalenu.
Right.
Adding something totally different. But his chassidus, you know how.
Right. Yeah, and so therefore, says Rabbi Yashiv, the Mishnah goes as follows. He says again, forgetting about any chilukim, rishonim, achronim, none of that. He says. Omer Adam Lachavero Malikli Zeva Lo Bemida. The Rabbanan say, a person says, fill up my kli, and Lo Bemida, whatever that means. Rabbi Huda says, Im Haya Kli Shal Mida Lo Yimalenu, you're not allowed to fill up any kelim of Mida. You're not allowed to measure out on Yontif. And in fact,
it doesn't matter if it's not
correct. Correct. Nothing to do with Marzal Lokech. And in fact, Maase Be'Abba Shol Ben Batnis. Says Rabbi Huda, there is a story of Abba Shaul, who was again a good Yarei Shemayim, Shehayim Emali Midosa Me'erav Yantif and Osan Lekuchos B'Yantif, who would fill up his Midos on Erev Yantif because he realized he could not measure out on Yantif. And that's the only way he'd be able to give them to people when they came to him to buy on Yantif.
He anticipated Henry Ford, in other words.
Correct. So that's why he filled it before. And says Abba Shaul back, no. Abba Shaul Omer, no. Af B'moed Osa Kim Ifnei Birurei Hamidos. Says Abba Shaul, right? They're responding to Rabbi Huda. They're saying that wasn't because he held like you, and he held that you weren't allowed to fill up a kli. It's because he was always machmir. He was machmir because of this reason. He was worried about the choshen mishpat issues. He was machmir because of this reason. He was worried about this issue. But it's not because he held like you, Rabbi Huda. That is, he's what's noting is an interesting way to read the Mishnah. Okay, that's all I wanted to get across with Rabbi Yashiv. So Ara here is the final Ara on the page.
How does Rashi interpret Abba Shaul ben Batnis?
How does he interpret it? Like a Chumrah, like we would have thought.
It seems to be pretty straightforward.
Right? He says She'in moded in Beyontov. Maybe you could read it that way. I don't think that's what he's saying, though. I think what he's just saying is,
say something about the base of Medrash that...
That's something else. We got to that. That's a different focus. Mm-hmm. But to stay on track here, because it's tough today, I apologize. I've had a very... I've been battling away with you guys to try to get things across, but sometimes that's not right. And I ask your mechila, both on the recording and off. But really, the point is simply to say that that's one way that you could read the Mishnah. Again, I'm just going to skip the rest of this for today. Just to summarize today as follows, okay, and we'll end with this. Simple way to read the Mishnah is that it doesn't matter who's Kalim. Yes, no, we never heard of such a thing. The Rambam never heard of such a thing. The Rif never heard of such a thing. Again, in the simple way of reading, to say there's a difference between Kalim of Mocher and Kalim of Lokeach, we couldn't care the less. Okay?
That's all the Rambam.
Simple way to read the Mishnah. The Ran comes in and makes a diuk. You know what? Let's go to the Meiri first. Let's go to the... Okay?
Okay.
The Meiri comes in and tells us, by the way, what's the language of Maleli Klizeh? He says, because the Lokeach is never going to be bringing his Kelim because the Mocher doesn't know how much is in them. So therefore, he says, the language of Maleli Klizeh is the Lokeach going into the store and saying Maleli Klizeh or Klizeh or Klizeh. Okay? That's what's happening there. And he says, that's what the discussion of the Mishnah is. The Ran is Medayik from those same words of the Mishnah of Maleli Klizeh that he's also going to be taking Klizeh and bringing it home with him. Okay? Again, the Ran has other rayas to that as well and tried to say that's Pshat in the Rambam and the Rif. For whatever the reason may be, again, there were two ways to read the Ran. Either that was answering the question on the Rif, or that this was just stum his simple Chiddush that he saw in the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rambam. Okay? Then, we said Shulchan Aruch, notably, Paskins like the Rif, and says a Chiddush, Ein tzarech lomar, im mevi halokeach mitoch peso, v'amar lo lomar kli zeh, that for sure if the lokeach comes and brings him his own kli, it's going to be mutter, which as we saw, was even the machmir shita brought by the Meiri, and the Mishnah Berurah explained that as you move further and further away from the mocher's kli being dumped into the lokeach's kli, you get less and less and less mekach u'memkar, and less and less and less ovdin d'chol, which is why it's more mutter, because the stranger things are, the more unnatural things are, that's the more mutter it's going to be. We then noted one discussion for Balayashiv, going outside of the discussion of the Ran for a moment, to say that the Mishnah is possibly a back and forth between the Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, not just a non sequitur story, well, not so non sequitur, but not just a related story added in at the end of the Mishnah. Okay, questions?